Hello, I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to explain why you might hear ads like this before, during, or even after an episode. We're a small but mighty team here at Realm, and to help fund our shows, we promote products or services that we think you'd enjoy from a variety of sponsors. If any of our ads interest you, one of the best ways to support us is by visiting the link or using the promo code in the ad. It's pretty much a win-win since you can get some great deals and we can keep making awesome shows like this one. You can also visit realm.fm/partners for more information about our sponsors and how to access the different promotions. Thanks again for joining us in our corner of the universe. Listen away.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible.
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome back to our tale of holiday doom, dear listeners. Our retail heroes, Bob and Tanya, only wanted time and a half working the night shift at Mart Club before Black Friday. But then, Bob found that zombified shift manager in the basement. Add in a major blizzard, an awkward family call, the manic laughter of the damned. Then the store power went out! Well, you couldn't pay me enough to stick around. Was the worst yet to come? Well, there was some good news at least. Mere moments after Bob and Tanya were plunged into total darkness, a glowing orange light winked on.
Emergency generator. Phew. Snowstorm must have knocked out the power. Damn it, this is just what I needed to deal with.
Well, at least I got my keychain light. Hey, no offense, but I don't think I'm gonna go back down there to find the tinsel.
Don't worry about it. We've got bigger problems now. I'll go look for the procedure book.
Realm presents Black Friday, starring Fred Armisen, Episode 2.
Attention customers! At Mart Club, your safety is our priority. Please proceed to the nearest exit in a calm and orderly fashion while our friendly associates assess the situation. Remember to maintain a safe distance from all carnivorous produce at all times. Mart Club is not responsible for any injuries that may occur. Functional, fashionable, and fiscally responsible. That's the Mart Club way.
As Tanya was off looking for the procedure book, Bob saw another flashlight beam headed towards him, followed by Marcy Martin, with her overteased bangs, comfy sweater cardigan, and round cheeks.
Bob? Bob? That you? I can't see a thing. Man, this power outage is bogus. I was almost done with my window designs.
Here we go. Mart Club emergency procedures. Power outage.
Hurricanes, tornadoes, fires. Ooh, look! Alien invasions in the toilet paper aisle.
Wow. Corporate really thought of everything.
I'm pretty sure we need to get the 2 mil plastic from the back and start covering the cold sections. Don't know why the backup generator doesn't cover the cold sections, but figures Mart Club are cheapskates.
Yeah, after like an hour, that stuff gets all heinous. You ever seen discount sub sandwiches after they've been sitting out? Well, this one time, I left a chicken salad sandwich out for like 5 days. Just thinking about it makes me want to Ralph.
Oh.
Okay, first, the shift manager should organize the staff. Has anybody seen Richard?
No.
No.
Guess that means I'm in charge. Lovely. All the responsibility and none of the benefits, as usual. Okay. Marcy, go find Kyle in Sporting Goods and Drew wherever he went. You three can go back to the office, check to see if Richard is there, and get some flashlights. And start covering the cold sections with plastic.
Why do I have to do it? I don't even work back there.
I trust you to not get lost, Marcy.
Okay, I get it.
I guess that leaves you and me.
What do we do?
Phone's dead. Give me your cell.
Nice try, Tanya. I'm not gonna get written up. Not today.
What?
It's back in my locker.
Bob, give me your cell phone.
All right, here you go.
A flip phone? Didn't even know they still made these. There's no signal.
Yeah, I noticed that in the basement. I normally get such good reception, but the call dropped while I was talking to, weird. Yeah, so maybe you can get a couple bars outside?
Okay. What exactly happened in that basement, Bob? You came running up the stairs all pale and sweaty like you'd just seen a ghost.
You know, Tanya, there's a reason I don't trust stairs. They're always up to something. You don't like that one? I have another one about chemistry, but I didn't think it would get a reaction. You get it? Hey, I'm still working on a good joke about construction. Huh?
Seriously, Bob?
What? I'm just trying to lighten the mood.
With dad jokes.
Hey, Tanya, when exactly does a joke become a dad joke? When it's apparent?
Bob, seriously, I'm too tired for this. And I'm hungry.
Ah, hi, hungry, I'm Bob.
At the front doors, Bob noticed Marcy had already painted the big front windows to look snowy and festive.
So, about the basement, I found this zombie mannequin. It freaked me out, but it was just old Halloween decorations.
I don't remember any zombie mannequins. It's weird.
What?
The doors, they opened.
So?
So they need electricity to work, Bob. The power's out. Why would the doors work if power is out everywhere else?
All right, I wonder,
Bob tried to think of a rational explanation. It wasn't like it was covered in the training video.
Whatever. You know they make better phones, right, Bob?
And what is wrong with my flip phone?
How do you even text on this thing?
I don't. Ooh, freezing.
The parking lot was a blanket of white, except for the 6 employee cars farther back. More snow came down in silent waves of diagonal fury.
I almost feel bad for yelling at you to stop looking at your phone all the time. What are you doing on it anyway if you don't text?
Honestly? Tetris.
Tetris?
Ooh, maybe we should have brought our coats. I think it's below zero out here.
Where's that signal? You know, I was really hoping we'd be done by now.
Done decorating the whole store?
Look, all we were supposed to do was come in, change the signs, put up a few displays and bows. 2-hour job tops. Nobody said you had to make an elaborate soft drink display.
It was Santa's sleigh. I'm not sure it's right.
See, that's what I mean. Nobody else cares enough to spend 2 hours on a Coke display, Bob. I don't see how you can. You're not even a CSM.
Not a CSM yet.
Ugh.
You don't like being a CSM?
I wanted to be a doctor.
So? That's great. It's not too late to do that. You're still young and Mark Club has that scholarship program.
Never mind, Bob. You don't get it.
Try me. You might be surprised to find that we have a lot in common. If I can start over... Hey! Did you see that? Past the carts over there?
What is it now?
I thought I saw someone.
It's midnight on Thanksgiving and the store's closed. Not to mention the snowstorm. Who could possibly be out in this?
We are.
I meant besides us. Hello? If you're here for the 2-for-1 bath towels, we don't open until 6 tomorrow morning.
A trio of humanoid shadows appeared through the wall of white, dressed as if they'd just walked out of a Hot Topic wearing the entire store. Coming toward Bob was an 8-foot-tall giant with skin the color of an eggplant gone bad. Uneven and lidless red eyes set too far apart bored into them. Hundreds of tiny fish hooks hung from his flesh. Bob decided this one would be called Hook Face.
You will be judged.
On his right came a shorter, fatter creature, the color of shimmering gristle. Cheeks and chins drooped in wet, jiggling layers away from his eyes, which were hidden behind several layers of barbed wire. What would this one be called? Gristle Man? Weak. On Hookface's other side wafted in a willowy figure. Flayed flesh parted clean off from her forehead, exposing her skull. The forehead skin stretched over an ornate wire, like some sort of headpiece. Oh, and this one? Definitely Bonehead. Her skin was clipped in places using onyx bands of metal, staples, razor blades. She wore a necklace and bangles of human teeth.
Tanya, I don't think they're here for discount bath towels.
They're a month late for Halloween. Hey! You're on private property. I'm going to have to ask you to leave right now.
Come on, Tanya. Tanya, we gotta move.
What?
Run!
Bob turned to find the hideously deformed monsters almost upon them.
Where's the auto lock? A key? Come on! Who even has a key to the front doors? Where's Richard when you need him? Tanya! Tanya! Do you have a key to lock the front doors? Tanya!
Oh, yeah. Here.
There. Woo! Man!
The creatures outside stopped, so close their breath fogged the safety glass. Gristleman slid his fat pink tongue up the glass, leaving behind a trail of thick green slime. Window Licker! Now that was a far superior name!
Ugh.
Gross, what are they?
Circus performers?
Do you think the razor blades and barbed wires are real?
I think we better get behind the secondary doors too, just in case.
Good idea. Maintenance just reinforced them for the Black Friday crowds. They should work for these freaks too. Here's your phone back.
Thanks. As much good as that does with the signal down. It'll be a while with the snow too.
Dude, you're in my shot!
What the hell, Kyle? Hey, do you have a signal? Let me see.
Kyle from Sporting Goods. He had his cell phone out, the blinding flashlight focused outside.
Hey, give that back! That's my only flashlight!
Kyle.
Aw, man! You deleted the video! I was gonna upload the clip and submit it to one of those People of Mark Club videos! Those are some sick costumes.
I'm not sure they're costumes.
Well, what else could they be?
I don't know, but I can't be the only one who thinks something's off, right? First there's that weird mannequin in the basement.
I thought you said it wasn't a mannequin.
All mannequins are weird and creepy.
What mannequin?
Marcy, lower your light.
Oops, sorry.
Where's Drew?
I thought he was with you.
I haven't seen him. Get that light out of my face.
Whatever, Kyle. Don't be such a baby.
What about Richard? Has anybody here seen Richard or Drew?
No.
No.
Okay, the procedure book says, in the event of an outside threat or emergency, that the acting manager should do a head count and lock down the store. That means we have to go to the back to find them.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Drew's probably out back by the goat. You know how he is.
Drew liked to hang out back by the trash compactor, lovingly known as the goat because it could rip anything apart, and smoke weed. He thought nobody was onto him, and that he had a sweet deal getting paid to get high 3 days a week. The thing was, everybody knew. Half the store didn't care. The other half knew he was their hookup and, therefore, left him alone.
One of us should stay here, guard the front doors.
I don't think so. That's not what the procedure book says.
Yeah! What if one of those weirdos breaks in? How would whoever stays here even call for help? Like, I agree with Kyle. I don't want these doors left unguarded any more than you do, but, like, I checked my cell and it's not working, so...
Mine isn't either.
Don't look at me. I don't have service. And I'm not going out there with those assholes to see if I have bars in the parking lot. We need some sort of security with the power out. Who knows what these weirdos will try. But I do have an idea. We can hit Sporting Goods on the way back and open up a pack of two-way radios. Communicate on those. You guys can go find Drew while Richard and me and Marcy get back to work on the displays so we can leave sometime tonight.
I don't know.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
The uneasy troop of retail workers headed for Sporting Goods. In the dark, the distance felt like miles. Straight ahead stood Woman's Apparel. Marcy's flashlight crawled over knitted sweaters and sequined tops. They passed the jewelry department, where cubic zirconia and sterling silver glinted in the fleeting light. Bob started to wonder if the rest of the world was as quiet and strange as the floor of the Mark Club.
What exactly did you find in the basement, Bob?
I told you, a fake zombie and a messed up Foxy Boxy.
We have a Foxy Boxy? You can't find any in the tri-state area.
Those have been on rain check for a month and you didn't mention this before?
Didn't I?
I think I'd remember. What was so weird about it?
I don't know. It had these odd symbols scratched onto the stickers, like runes or something. Symbols I'd never seen before. I thought a parent had returned it as defective, but now I'm not sure.
They passed a secondary entrance to the basement in the toy section, one that no one used. It wasn't something Bob ever thought about. But that door came to mind as they crept past end cap displays of plastic dolls and cars with faces. The last time the walls were done, the maintenance guys had painted that door shut. Bob swore he sensed something waiting on the other side, watching.
What if this door is haunted? Like, what if they built this place on top of some ancient burial ground or a mental asylum or something? Do you think ghosts need to purchase a membership?
I wouldn't put it past corporate to sell haunting memberships to ghosts.
Just the storm. The store isn't haunted. Ghosts aren't real, Marcy. That stuff's for idiots.
You're an idiot.
Whatever.
Kyle, if it's not supernatural, how do you explain those weird people outside? They didn't look human.
just meth heads playing a prank on us.
They were like 8 feet tall. And I've never seen anyone dressed like that either.
Don't think about it, Marcy. We're going to get the lights back on and have a laugh about this tomorrow in the break room, okay?
The store may have been under lockdown, but Bob had other things occupying his thoughts. He looked in the direction of the dairy aisle.
Do you think we could come back the other way after we find Drew and Richard?
What? Why?
Sorry, Jeff needs milk. If I forget it again, he's gonna be pissed.
We have bigger problems than milk, but sure, Bob. Why the hell not?
Thank you.
Listen! Did you hear that?
Kyle put a hand over Marcy's mouth.
Shh! You can't hear anything if you don't shut up. What is that?
Bob reached for the only weapon he could find. A green, plastic, glow-in-the-dark, extendable laser sword.
This is...
Ew, Kyle, wash your hands!
Marcy, give me your flashlight.
Here.
Come on, Drew. Quit it.
Kyle's cell phone light fell on Drew's back. He had his head down, shoulders tucked, as if studying something on the floor.
Drew!
Drew didn't move.
This isn't funny, Drew!
Kyle stormed down the aisle, grabbed Drew by the shoulder, and spun him around.
Oh, sweet Jesus!
Maybe that thing had been Drew at one time, but no longer. His once boyish face had contorted into something otherworldly with dead, sunken white eyes. He opened his mouth impossibly wide.
Kyle!
Marcy left her hiding spot behind Tanya to get pull him out of Drew's reach.
Come on!
Drew's not here right now, but you can leave a message. I'll make sure he gets it.
You're listening to Black Friday, starring Fred Armisen. Created and produced by Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.
Black Friday is executive produced by and stars Fred Armisen, written by E.A. Copen, and produced by Diana M. Foe, Fred Greenhalgh, and Haley Wagreich. Executive produced by Molly Barton. Performed by Fred Armisen, Brian Fairley, Tiana Camacha, Aaron Costaganis, Debbie Derryberry, Will Choi, Dwayne Hill, Alec Lawless, Alex Cazares, Jeff Shine, Chris Okawa, Margo Antonio Rodriguez, and Stephanie Shea. Voice direction and sound design by Fred Greenhalgh. Audio editing by Corey Barton. Original music composition and orchestration by Hashem Asadolahi, with digital orchestration by Andrew Rowan, and performances by Peter McCann, Andrew Washburn, April Guthrie, Harrison Kirk, Joey Lamb, and Hashem Asadolahi. Original cover art by Annie Wu.